You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. We have had a fun day here today. Talked about some orange things, and we talked about some serious things, and then we talked about some socks, and now we're going to talk about an alligator, which quite frankly is crazy. If you had said to me yesterday, you're going to talk about an alligator on the loose in Kansas City tomorrow, I'm going to go, whatever. But I think we know by now just about anything is possible on Dana and Parks, and our good friend Phil Lavoda lives in the area where our new alligator friend has decided to take up residence. And Phil, I've been trying, because a lot of people are posting photos of this guy. I've been trying to track down someone who lives there. And quite frankly, I just forgot that you live there.
Well, this is out at our Jackson County Lake at Longview Lake.
Yeah.
So, and his name's not a fellow. His name is Longview Lou. So let's make sure we address him by his name.
Wait, Longview Lou. Thank you for that.
Exactly.
When did you first become aware that there was an alligator there?
We just found out late last night, this morning. And so there was a park patron that says, I think that's an alligator out there. And sure enough, we called the Missouri Department of Conservation, our Jackson County Parks Department, and the Kansas City Animal Control. And they went out there and said, yeah, you've got yourself a juvenile 2-foot-long alligator living in Longview Lake. And so one of the perks of being county executive, you get to name people, and yep. His name is Longview Lou. So they've been out there working on trapping and getting a hold of him. The Kansas City, the experts at the Kansas City Animal Control, said there's no reason for the public to panic. We didn't shut down the beaches or anything. And so Longview Lou is swimming around.
Let me ask you this.
Breaking
news. Yeah. Go ahead.
Breaking news. You heard it here first. Longview Lou has been trapped.
No!
He is
right now?
Yes. He has been caught, and he is in the custody of the Kansas City Animal Control right now.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope. Longview Lou has been trapped. Now, I'm working on how much his bond will be, who will he be released to, and for his trespassing in Longview. But he's such a good fella. And in all seriousness, what we speculate what happened is someone had this alligator as a pet and just released it, because alligators can't live in Missouri.
Clearly. Phil, clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly. Yeah.
And you said they're now in the possession of Kansas City Animal Control.
Yeah.
Am I to read that they're headed to KC Pet Project?
Exactly. So if you want to go get a puppy or a cat, bring my KC Pet Project and see if Longview Lou's still there. I'm sure some people look at some alligator skin boots or something.
Seriously, Phil, all kidding aside, what does one do with an alligator that should not be in our area?
You know, that's I'm going to defer to the experts to tell me about our alligator, what you do with an alligator.
We would like you to connect us with Kansas City Animal Control after we get off the air, because I just want to know what is involved in trapping them. I mean, we've all seen those shows where, you know, you get close enough with that rope-looking thing, and I've seen gator wranglers. But why was there no risk to the public at 2 feet long? And you know, my parents are down in Biloxi, so I do have some... I'm alligator adjacent in my family. I've been around a lot of them down south. Is 2 feet long just not, their teeth aren't sharp enough yet, or?
Well, I mean, if you walked up to a 2 foot long alligator and had him handed, he could bite you for sure.
Sure.
But the Department of Conservation people and animal control, they said, we'll find him.
It's going to be
too easy. The alligator's always up there. And here's what happened. Actually, a fisherman was out there and directed the Kansas City Animal Control people to, like, here it is. Longview Lou's over here in this cove, and sure enough, they found him. And I'm hoping what we can do is send Longview Lou over to the Kansas City Zoo. How's that for a rhyme? Longview Lou goes to Kansas City Zoo, something like that.
It rhymes, and I think we should call our friends over at the zoo and say, are you missing an alligator? But I agree with you, Phil. I think that this was somebody that a long time ago thought, hey, it would be cool to get a baby alligator, and then all of a sudden you wake up and you're like, oh my God, now I have this gigantic thing that killed my cat. What do I do? And someone probably just released it at the lake.
And we've heard some people, I didn't know anything about it. Then I got on social media for the past couple days. There have been people posting about, I think there's an alligator at Longview Lake. And most people are like, no, there's not.
Look,
and
there
sure
was
enough,
a time that was. I saw a puma on State Line Road. And I know what I saw. And Animal Control came in this week and confirmed that. No one believed me. So if you said to me there's an alligator at Longview Lake, I would probably be in the camp of, I'm not quite sure I believe that, truly.
Right.
All right.
I was in a meeting today, and that shot across my text, like, Mr. County Executive, we have an alligator in Longview Lake. And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to fix tax problems over here. Guys, I don't have time for this. Like, no, we really do. Like, okay. Okay.
All right. Well, please hook us up with our friends over at Animal Control if you have a line straight to them, because I want to know legitimately what did they do to catch it, because I'm always curious when there's a funny story
that's the best part of it.
I know you have way bigger fish to fry, pun intended, this afternoon. So County Executive Phil Lavota, thank you for your time.
You bet. Good talking to you.
Be safe. Sweet Longview Lou. We had him on to talk about the wrangling and how many people were out there trying to catch him. And then lo and behold, he breaks the news. They just caught him.
Longview Lou is no longer on the loose.
Longview Lou. I love everything about that story. And I just posted a photo. Longview Lou is likely headed toward, I don't know, the zoo. That's why I want to talk to Animal Control. What do they do with something like that?
You're just walking through KC Pet Project. Here we have a puppy named Doug. Yep. Over there we have a kitten named Meow. And here's Longview Lou, who is not up for adoption.
Not up for adoption.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.